Blog Talk Radio.
Zoe Moon, and I am here with you guys for the show that is running from March 12th to March 19th, and we're taking a look at this week ahead. Somebody calling in on the second line. Wow, okay. So when we're looking at this week, seriously amazing, powerful things going on here. We have a lot of different energies at play, but the big one, obviously, is that we are finally at the end of this Uranus-Pluto square. Yay! It's something worth celebrating, so I'm going to talk about that in depth here in a minute, but I want to kind of take these different energies at play in order as we look at this week ahead between Thursday and Thursday, the 12th through the 19th. So the first thing that we have is Mercury moving into Pisces. That's tonight, Thursday the 12th, just before midnight East Coast time. And this is going to be a small cycle. Mercury is going to move through Pisces from the 12th of March through the 30th. So you have 18 days on this subject. And where Mercury goes, it's where our mind tends to wander, where we tend to think about things and make some decisions. And I talked a little bit about this in a couple different formats, that we've all been going through, you know, the intensity of the Piscean field. It happens once a year when the personal planets travel through this space. It actually started back about mid-January when the first planet entered, and this is the last one to go through it. That's one of the quicker moving personal planets. So we had Mars, Venus, the Sun is there now, and now Mercury is entering into the fray. So when we have that, Pisces being the last sign of the zodiac, it's kind of the wind down to the cycle through the 12 signs. And it takes us into that space that is Piscean, that is mystical, magical, that is the place where we can't see what's really going on. We're supposed to perceive it. It's where we connect to our muse, which can be wonderful, where we have romance that develops behind the scenes or karmically, past life connections. It's where we have, you know, research and development going on and anything in our spiritual realm that we're trying to key into. Also, healing and hospitals develop through this Piscean field. It's also, however, the reason it can be challenging for people is that it is that releasing phase, and it's an emotional energy, and it's one of, you know, where we're letting go of things that tie into our memories and our nostalgia. It can bring up feelings of isolation or depression for some people that are being hit a little bit harder than others with this. In other words, if you have a lot of planetary energy that's activated by the passage through Pisces, then you're going to get it much more strongly than somebody who doesn't. And so, you know, as Mercury moves here, the good news is this is the end of this. So if you have been one of those people that's been crying a lot, that's been feeling lost or confused or deceived, or, you know, having a lot of interruption in your sleep patterns, a lot of weird dreams, you know, if you've been kind of drawn to drinking too much or imbibing in other substances and kind of an escapism, then this is the end of that cycle. And Mercury is a wonderful energy to have here to help you talk about any of this. So if that's talks to pitch ideas for the artistic projects or to talk with people about your spiritual direction or the healing and hospital matters and make decisions there or the romance, or if it's talking about addictive or bad behaviors or making some decisions about how you want to turn that corner, then this is going to help you. So having this here, it's going to help you tackle all these things. It's also going to kind of bring those the information flow and the talks and meetings and all that more behind the scenes. It's just a quieter period where you're in development, you're incubating ideas and so forth. So I can kind of touch on where that's going to fall for each sign, but we enter that tonight and we will be there until the 30th. Next major thing going on this week is that Saturn is going to retrograde. Saturn is retrograding on Saturday the 14th, and Saturn is going to stay in this backwards motion until August 2nd. It'll cross out of Sagittarius on June 14th, so we have it backing up from March 14th to June 14th through Sagittarius, and then it'll back through Scorpio from June 14th until August 2nd. That's when it's going to go direct. And then it'll go back through direct through Scorpio till it gets out of Scorpio, enters into Sagittarius, and we are on the move again with all of our Sagittarian energy come September 17th. So, you know, this is an important time frame for everybody. Saturn's retrograding is a slowdown of that energy. So we've all been kind of feeling the test, feeling the, you know, the ambitions, the responsibilities, the limits, the commitments, all the serious stuff in life. Focused on Sagittarian themes since December 23rd when it first moved here. And, you know, we haven't really gone through this level of testing in Sagittarius for 29 years. So we've had a few months here to really start to adjust to what this next thing is going to be about for all of us. And it is asking us to get serious about anything legal we need to take care of, getting serious about our educational pursuits or our teaching abilities, getting serious about anything we're involved with media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, anything that we're involved in involving travel or foreign interests or import-export or people at a distance, any getting serious about weddings or whether that's, you know, planning your own or getting involved in that as a business in some way, getting very serious about religious beliefs or political beliefs. This is a very important cycle. We're going to have Saturn in Sagittarius till the very last month of 2017. So this three-year period, we're kind of forming some structures around these things in our life, and we're taking things to that next level. We might have a learning curve here that we need to adjust to and kind of grow up a little bit in some of these areas. And so the retrograde starting Saturday the 14th, that forward motion of really feeling it so intensely lightens up, it shifts a bit. You might have something change attached to one of those themes as the energy turns in the sky, and that's normal. If it does, you know, there might be some pulling back, there might be some slowing down, and that is normal as well. This period that we have up ahead of us in the months ahead is allowing us to kind of go back and dot the I's and cross the T's and get everything, you know, that we need to look at seriously there just in what we've achieved so far or what is in play around us so far. We might get a chance to go back and reconnect with somebody from the past or a situation from the past or an idea from the past and further it in those areas during the retrograde phase. So you're going to see a little bit of shift over those topics, and then you're going to see some easing up over the months ahead. Then you're going to have a chance to go back and really fine-tune things, get it ready, prepare it, and get it all so that when this is back in Sagittarius, moving forward in the fall, that you guys are on the right footing and ready for that next level that it will kick up to. Then the really big news in this week ahead, like I said, is the Uranus-Pluto square. This is happening late Monday night, Tuesday morning. It's going to be a 24-hour period between Monday the 16th and Tuesday the 17th when this is peaking. These are incredibly slow-moving energies. You could be feeling this peak on either day. And on Sunday the 15th, we have the moon, the Capricorn moon, conjuncting Pluto, squaring Uranus. So this is the very last time that the moon activates the building Uranus-Pluto square that started back in June of 2012. So you can expect from Sunday through Tuesday to be all about Uranus-Pluto in your life. First of all, I just want to tell everybody this is really the most intense, change-oriented configuration stressful, you know, pushing you to overcome something, to reinvent yourself, to awaken on some level, to originate in some new way that is tied specifically to you, to free yourself in some new way, to bring about changes, and to deal with the Pluto energy, which is about destroying and rebuilding, which is about death and rebirth, which is about power and triangles, and which would have played out in areas that were financial, sexual, or through divorce, or would have played out tied to authority figures like your parent, your boss, the judge, or played out on the career front or with goals that you had set. So it has been incredibly weighty. I'd like to list the seven times that we've had this square perfect. If you guys want to look back at how you've progressed through the whole thing, it began June 24th of 2012. That was the first square. Second square was September 19th, 2012. Then the third square was May 20th, 2013. Fourth square, November 1st, 2013. Fifth square, April 21st, 2014. Sixth square, December 15th, 2014, and this final square between March 16th and 17th, 2015. So it has been quite a journey. There's been a lot of change, and there was meant to be a lot of change. Obviously, some signs were hit more intensely. The cardinal signs were hit the most intensely. That's with our Aries and Cancers and Librans and Capricorns. Because they were getting this on the angles of life. But for everyone, this is the most intense configuration that there is. And it was about evolving you through these intense changes to find yourself on this different playing field by the end of it. So you may have some events. If there are still some things that are meant to change or evolve, you will have them between now as the show goes live and the 17th, which is next Tuesday. If you have already made and gone through all the major changes, you can just mark the ending and celebrate and say goodbye. Won't see you again until 2046, which is really good news. So, you know, if we look back at when this originated back in the 60s, and I've talked about that on some other shows, this really was when Uranus and Pluto were coming together and sitting on the same degree back in the 60s. And they did that three times between October of 1965 and July of 1966. And they set the stage for what was to come. And they did that between the degrees of 16 and 17 degrees of Virgo. And so that's where they were starting out. What we've just gone through recently in these last few years has been the first square, which is the first challenge to that originating energy. So if we look back at that originating energy back in the 60s, you know, we can very easily look back at what the big major upheavals and destruction and rebirthing and reinvention and revolution, you know, that was going on at that time, which really was about, you know, the war and the free love and the pop culture and everything that was happening with the drug culture and you know, our world was kind of breaking free and saying that we want something different. And that was the seed of this cycle. And if we look at that being in the middle decan, the middle section of Virgo, that's the Capricorn part of Virgo, then what we're really saying is that the people that were starting this back then, you know, it was really a call to leaders. It was a call to leaders that would step forward through their work, through the way they approached the world in a healthy, you know, direction. That can be health for our bodies and health for the environment and health for healing the world. It was calling for leaders in those areas. And a lot of people were born, you know, in the 60s that are coming to some kind of powerful level at this square because they were kind of born for this leadership in these areas. But anybody that was around during that time was catching the influence of that beginning seed. And so at this square, it's really about, you know, okay, now what do we do? We've gotten this far, but there's some other things that are really not right that really need to change. And, you know, as in all things, it's really great to kind of start out with yourself and make the changes yourself. Go deeper in the work that you're doing. Find ways to transform and bear things out in new ways through the work that you're doing. Find ways to reinvent yourself and to introduce original and visionary ideas through the work and through things that are healthy for the world or that are environmentally sound. This is an area that speaks to the animals on the planet and that kingdom and how we're treating them. And so, you know, we're really asking for some kind of evolutionary next step when it comes to how we treat animals. And that's not just pets. That's the ones that, you know, we kill off to eat their body parts. And the way that those animals are treated on the planet. And so there's a huge transformative movement of souls really trying to better that situation as well. So when you're looking around at how far you've come since this all started, you know, at this square, we have Uranus in the sign of the individual in Aries. So it's really about you taking on that personal responsibility to break away, to free yourself, to reinvent yourself, to do what it is that's in you that's original. And because Uranus rules our groups and the internet and social networking and parties and gatherings and any place where you have people all coming together, then you want to find the way to do that through this soul group, through, you know, that cause, something that's bigger than yourself. And because Pluto is in Capricorn at this square, you know, again, it's about taking the lead. It's about growing up. It's about getting serious and making commitments. It's about final endings that are turning corners for you and where you've come in all of that. And then the list that I gave you at the beginning here that Pluto's been involved with. So again, there may be a few changes as we go through this week ahead, if there are still some to come, but you really have done an amazing job at, you know, getting through this, and it's not been easy, that is for certain. The last thing I want to say about the Uranus-Pluto square for everybody, and I will talk about, you know, the parts of life it's been affecting most for each sign again, is that as this wraps up next week, you know, we have Uranus, which takes about 84 years to move around the zodiac once, Pluto, which takes around 240 years to move around just once. They're very slow moving, to say the least, right? So they're going to break, they're going to start to pull apart from each other slowly. So what that means is that this week ahead, it's the end of the mass. There's not going to be, you know, introduction of new massive upheavals and changes. It's going to be starting to ease up slowly over the actual years ahead as we move out of it. Again, you can look back to 1965 to 66 and what was kind of set in place and then how things started to pull away from that as they moved away from each other. So as we're looking ahead, by the end of 2015, they will have moved 2 degrees apart from each other. By the end of 2016, 4 degrees apart. By the end of 2017, 6 degrees apart. And by the time we get to May of 2018, Uranus will break the hold by leaving Aries and moving into Taurus. So that gives us approximately 3 years and a couple months as these energies are pulling apart. So over this next 3 years, we get to kind of start to move into those positions we've found ourselves now as everything has evolved, and we really get to start to come into our own in those areas. So it's going to be a very empowering time and a time to step up and to go with and learn about the new place you find yourself in, either physically or mentally or emotionally or spiritually. And to take that where it's meant to go. So it'll be a nice, slow period to develop the things that you need around you as you are in this new, freer position and as you are more empowered as you go forward. So the last thing I want to talk about that's happening in this week ahead, which doesn't seem like as big of a deal after I talk about all that, but it is important, and that is that Venus will be moving into Taurus on the 17th, and she's going to tour through Taurus until April 11th. So she's going to go fairly quickly through this sign, and while Venus is in Taurus, I mean, she loves Taurus, she rules Taurus, and she's going to slow down, and she's going to enjoy the luxury in life, the pleasures that life has to offer. In Taurus, she really wants the great food, the slow love making, the, you know, wonderful wine, whatever it is that brings you pleasure. And in Taurus, she is definitely going to help you attract what you need as far as making money, as far as dealing with possessions or making purchases. There may be a female, because Venus rules females, there may be a woman who's kind of pivotal to that for you, or it might just be a time where you can attract and enjoy these things more, or you can smooth out any rough edges that are around those areas. As far as love goes, it is like definitely going into this slowed down, pleasurable stage, and Taurus is the sign of two, so it is a nice time to attract others to you, to express and exchange the love. And so that's what we have going on with Venus starting on Tuesday the 17th. So let me take a sip of my drink and I will start to talk about all of this for you guys, all right? Sweet. All right. So when we're looking at what's coming up for each sign, Aries, you know, starting tonight on the 12th of March, you enter into this period till the 30th, where you are going to be able to talk or meet up privately, secretly, clandestinely. This might focus on talks and offers and meetings and agreements and decisions that are about healing or hospitals or romance or artistry or spirituality. And it's definitely a good time to develop things behind the scenes, to kind of brainstorm on artistic ideas or spiritual ideas. And you may have some kind of like fated or karmic meeting that happens during this phase. With Saturn retrograding on the 14th, this is a time for you to kind of slow down and to look at anything in the legal, travel, educational, media, wedding, religious or political realms. That's all considered the higher-minded realm of the zodiac. And you want to look at, you know, how far have I come with serious matters here? Do I need to go back and work on any of this stuff that's already in motion or that is part of the past? Do I need to reconnect with something from the past here and get serious about it? Do I need to, you know, fine-tune, release, reconnect, whatever it is? So you got a developmental phase over these months ahead where you can get some of the stress off of your shoulders from this and really fine-tune what you need to. From Sunday through Tuesday, the 15th through 17th, Uranus-Pluto square is highly, highly charged, wrapping up from an almost three-year phase. And so for Aries, this is any last changes, any last shakeups or surprises or excitement, any last deeper meaning or reinvention that is going to happen for you around the career or involving a major goal that you've set or involving your reputation, your fame, your notoriety, or something that is involving an authority type figure in your life, like the boss, the parent, the judge, somebody, you know, that is in that established position. And so there's going to be a lot of emotional energy around this. And obviously, you guys are hosting Uranus. So anything you feel like you need to just jump into immediately or make a sudden change about or react to in the spur of the moment, if this is going to be part of this evolutionary change that you've been going through, it will peak between the 15th and 17th, and you will be in there dealing with that. After this, Aries, you know, some of the crazy stuff that's been going on for you guys since 2012 is going to finally start to ease off, and you're going to be a little bit less with the unpredictable energy and start to feel like you understand where you are a little bit more in the evolution of the situation. As far as Venus moving into Taurus, very good money-making period for Aries, very good for you guys to give gifts, receive gifts, make purchases, deal with the possessions that you already have. There may be a female that's really good for you guys in any of those areas. There also might be an attraction that kicks up while you're out there making money or dealing with these possessions or purchases. Love could be in the mix there. There could also be, you know, just kind of a smoothing out of anything that's been an issue for you in any of these areas. So you can enjoy what's going on there a lot more and kind of attract what you need between the 17th of March and the 11th of April. All right, for Taurus, Mercury moving into Pisces for you guys on the 12th tonight, and staying there until the 30th of March. This is going to kind of kick up more talks and meetings and offers and agreements and sales and writing and decisions that involve your friends or involve a group that you're associated with or involve the internet or astrology or charities or causes. Could involve some events and gatherings and parties and things like that. And on a personal level, Taurus, this opens the door to communicating and hearing offers and decisions involving your aspirations, involving your freedom or your original ideas. So it's a really good time to kind of connect to your muse, to kind of connect to what it is that you're spiritually attuned to, your artistic talents, your romantic needs, anything in the healing side of life that ties in with these friends and groups and everything I just listed. Really good time to make choices or meet up or talk in those areas. Saturn retrograding on the 14th, you're going to enter into several months ahead where you're going to kind of get some of this, the tests and the burdens and the responsibilities that have been around the big financial part of your life, easing up a little bit and kind of you get a chance to go back and, you know, if there's a tax situation you need to tackle or the insurance that you need to get together or if there's something, you know, that you've been told about a loan or your inheritance or your bankruptcy or an investment or settlement, you know, Saturn retrograding is going to let you go back and take the time over the months ahead to really get serious about tying up any loose ends with any of that, making your presentations, pulling all your paperwork together, whatever it is you need to do. Saturn retrograding in this area on a personal level for Taurus is giving you a chance to go back over anything involving your sex life, reproductive needs, mortality issues, or a divorce. So if there are some things still, you know, bugging you in those areas, or if there's somebody from the past, you need to go back and deal with the fine points there. Maybe there's something, you know, legal, or maybe there's a trip, or maybe, you know, think of the ninth house matters here, Sagittarius themes. Maybe there's something media oriented or educational or wedding plans in the mix. You know, if there's a chance to go back and really work through any of this or connect with somebody from the past, then this is going to give you that slowed down period to get in there and see what you want to get serious about there so that you're ready for the next stage when it all goes forward in the fall. The Uranus-Pluto square is going to be extremely amplified between Sunday the 15th and Tuesday the 17th. We're finally wrapping up this major cycle of change and upheaval and reinvention. And so for Taurus, you know, there's two areas of life that are really going to be activated. One has to do with the legal, travel, educational, media, and wedding side of life. And, you know, what's going on there on the deeper level? How are things evolving? Are there still some changes that you need to make involving third-party situations there or involving, you know, how the sex life is going in the matter or the financials are shared in the matter? Or the divorce proceedings are going. And then the other part of this has to do with a very karmic, mystical, magical part of your life, which is that behind-the-scenes energy, where you've really had a chance to reinvent yourself by going into this new way of thinking or behaving when it comes to your spiritual life and practices, when it comes to, you know, your romantic needs being met, and the time away or in private to do that, when it comes to your artistic talents and how they're developing through your originality, when it comes to a period of healing, maybe some involvement with hospitals or other institutions of healing, and any research or kind of development of things over time that's been going on. So as you hit this last three-day period, if there are still any changes, anything that needs to shake you up in those areas, you will see it play out between the 15th and 17th. Otherwise, you can pat yourself on the back that you have evolved through those areas and that you are now ready to go into this 3-year of that crazy energy pulling apart and for you to start to really come into your power in those areas. Venus moving into your sign, Taurus, on the 17th is just a wonderful period. Everybody loves having Venus in their sign. From the 17th through April 11th, you know, Venus can just make things go a little easier for you, a little smoother. You can attract the love or the money a little bit easier. You can enjoy yourself more. It's a wonderful time to do beautification to yourself, for yourself, new hairstyle, new wardrobe, new headshots. It's just a pleasurable time. So you can kind of, you know, play that out as you will, whatever you feel like enjoying. This is a good period for you. For Gemini, Mercury moving into Pisces tonight on the 12th of March and staying there through the 30th is going to open up talks and offers and agreements and decisions and sales and all of that communication energy around your career. So you might want to get in there and ask for the raise or the promotion or the, you know, try to land some new career opportunity. This is about your reputation and fame and notoriety, so there might be a lot of talk about you out there, some scuttlebutt or some attention or achievements going on for you during this period. This is also about major personal goals and your dealings with those authorities, the parent, the boss, the judge, the mentor, whoever that person is who's higher up, established in some way. So really good time to talk and make decisions with them or to hear something going on with them. Again, all Piscean energy here. So when it comes to these goals, the career and these authority types, you know, you want to get in there and talk and meet and make decisions and sign agreements and make sales or whatever the Mercury theme is. Based on, you know, your romantic needs or your artistic talents or your spiritual interests or hospital or healing situation or the research you've done. Saturn going retrograde on Saturday the 14th begins this many-month period where things are going to slow down some of the, you know, challenges, some of the responsibilities and burdens and limits, and it's going to give you a chance to kind of go back and get serious about the commitments or whatever you're kind of wrapping up when it comes to key relationships. So this might be about a romantic partner. It might be about a business partner. It could be about an agent, an attorney, a specialist, a client, a competitor, an opponent, an advocate, any one-on-one serious relationship. So, you know, you've been getting this test going forward with these key people over legal matters or travel plans or education or media or weddings or your religious or political beliefs. And now with the retrograde, you're going to kind of see this shift on Saturday the 14th. So you may have a little bit of a change in the dynamic around that this weekend. But then you're going to get this chance to kind of go back and fine-tune and work out what you're really serious about here and develop it over the months ahead so that you're ready for the next level up when we get into the fall. From Sunday through Tuesday, the 15th through the 17th, we're going to see this amplification of the Uranus-Pluto square. And this is the final, you know, ending phase of this whole intense cycle that began back in the spring, summer of 2012. So for Gemini, there's two major areas of life that are going to be part of this. So if there are any changes that still need to happen, you're going to see them happening between Sunday and Tuesday. If you've kind of evolved this situation as far as you needed to, and you're at the place you need to be for this next level of empowerment that you're meant to move into now, then you will just kind of mark this as your ending point over these 3 days. So the areas for Gemini have to do with the really intense evolution with kind of breaking down, destroying the old paradigm and rebirthing it in some way when it comes to how you are involved sexually with other people, what's going on with your sex life and what you believe about sex and how you express it, what's going on with reproductive situations in your life, what's going on when facing mortality or a death of someone who's passed over. What's going on with a birth or the idea of birth or any kind of reproductive needs, and what's going on in the major financial areas of life, kind of the outside financial flow where money's shared, the loans, the debt, the inheritance, the taxes, the insurance, the alimony, the child support, the commissions, the investments, your partner's money. So again, if there's anything big that needs to still evolve over that over this weekend and into Tuesday, is when you'll see that happening. And then the other side of this, where you were really meant to kind of reinvent yourself, break free, you know, originate, awaken, is happening through your friends, through your social networking and parties and events and group affiliations and what you do online and any connection you have to astrology or charities and causes, and also through your freedom and your inventions and originality. So again, if there are still some changes to happen that need to happen, you'll see them happen between Sunday and Tuesday. Otherwise, you've kind of landed where you need to be. You've kind of redefined yourself the way you need to. And you can say thank you, goodbye to this really intense square as you start to move into this next chapter. As far as Venus going into Taurus for Gemini, this is really going to ramp up the Venus energy behind closed doors. So love takes on either a more private or clandestine or romantic getaway kind of feel to it. And making income, you know, is going to flow through igniting your muse, your artistic talents, your research, the development, the spiritual approach, any, you know, work that you do with institutions. This is a good period for all of this. And you're going to have till April 11th. And there may be a female that you're really connecting with in one of these areas over these weeks, and that would be a good thing for Cancer. Cancer, Mercury moving into Pisces tonight on the 12th. If you're listening live, it's going to go from March 12th to March 30th. This is a short window where you can really get in there and make some decisions, have those meetings, hear the news or the offer coming back to you, make the sales, have the talk, make the decision. Focused on anything legal you need to take care of, or anything educational, or anything in media, marketing, broadcasting, or anything with travel plans or with a person at a distance. Also anything involving weddings, religion, or politics. You know, it's all these higher-minded arenas for Cancer. So you really want to kind of follow your instincts, your intuition, your psychic, you know, pull, your gut, if you will, when it comes to that, and get in there and have some of these talks and meetings and make these decisions behind the scenes, kind of develop this over these weeks ahead. Saturn retrograding for Cancer on the 14th is going to ease up some of that tension and stress and responsibility that has been, you know, giving you this next level of lesson for you to master new things when it comes to the work you're doing, when it comes to your health and any health scenarios playing out, when it comes to paperwork that needs to be signed, pets, coworkers, or people you hire. So from the 14th onwards, you want to go back to people from the past or situations in the past, and you want to go ahead and tackle anything that still needs to be done there. Do you need to go back and get that paperwork signed? Do you need to do something with that coworker or hired person? Is there a job situation that you really need to go back and get all that taken care of over the months ahead, or a health concern, and this is your time to go back and get this wrapped up so that you're ready for that next level? So, you know, an easing up, a period to go back and finesse what you need to here. And if there's going to be a shift around this as it turns on Saturday, you'll feel that as it turns. For the Uranus-Pluto square, Cancer is one of the signs that has been getting it, you know, the heaviest. And so from Sunday the 15th through Tuesday the 17th, this is when the last magnitude happens in these areas. If you still need to see any major changes, they'll happen during this period. If you've gone through the ones that were necessary for your evolution and to get you to the empowered place you need to be, then it will, you know, you'll move through these 3 days without anything like that. And you can just kind of say, oh, okay, I've made it. Those big upheavals and the big reinvention period is over. And now I can kind of move forward and build on where I'm at. And so for Cancer, you know, you're seeing major kind of deep, profound changes, some deconstruction or destruction and rebuilding, rebirthing around key relationships. So if there is something that needs to change or evolve with a key relationship, it'll happen during these periods, the 3 days. And this is, you know, this is personal, you know, marriage partner material. It's business partners. It's your clients. It's your specialist that you're seeing or you need to see. It's your agent or attorney or other representative or an advocate, or it's an opponent or competitor. So, you know, whatever needs to kind of amplify is going to do so between Sunday the 15th and Tuesday the 17th. The other area that is affecting Cancer has to do with reinventing your goals in your life or the direction of your life during these years that we've just come through. It's been about sudden changes that have happened that have affected your career and needing to reinvent or originate from those changes. It's sudden things that have happened or you've experienced around a parent, a boss, a judge, a mentor, or any other established authority figure in your life, and how you've reinvented yourself from those changes. And so again, if there is anything around the big personal goals, the career, or any of these authority types, you're going to see the last of the kind of sudden changes or excitement or reinvention between Sunday and Tuesday. Then Venus moving into Taurus on Tuesday the 17th. For Cancer, this kicks up, you know, a new cycle where you can really find more enjoyment, more pleasure, more love expressed, more potential to earn money, all playing out through your friends and associates and your activities in groups and online, anything involving charities or astrology or social networking or gatherings. And also kind of ties in with your aspirations and your original ideas and concepts and projects. So, you know, Venus is definitely going to help you smooth things out, attract what you need, and enjoy this period a lot more via the love or the income. For Leo, Mercury moving into Pisces on Thursday the 12th through the 30th of March. You know, this is going to open up talks and meetings and offers and agreements and sales and writing and interviews and decisions that really focus in on a few areas of your life. One is your sex life. So you might meet somebody that you have spark up this crazy attraction to, or you might talk about, you know, your sex life and make some decisions with someone you're already involved with over this period. It also rules reproductive life and births and deaths. So you might see something that you want to talk about or that you hear about involving that's important to you over these next few weeks. This is also the area of divorce. So if you've been thinking about it and going through a big emotional evolution since January with this, then this period, these few weeks, starting on the 12th, would be when you can get in there and talk about the divorce or make the decision or sign the papers and move forward with that. Also, besides those personal topics, this is the major financial realm. So this is the period where you can really get in there and have your meetings and your talks and sign your agreements for the loan and the taxes and the insurance and the inheritance and bankruptcy and alimony and child support and commissions and settlements and whatever that outside finance is. This is the time to get in there and you know, negotiate or talk or make decisions and sign agreements. Saturn retrograding on Saturday the 14th. For Leo, this is going to be, okay, now all this responsibility and serious or ambitious energy that's been around creative projects, the kids, your recreational interests or true love or that lover, it's going to lighten up, you know, starting on the 14th. You'll see a shift a little bit around the 14th, so there may be something, you know, changing or turning direction a little bit over the weekend. But then you're going to get this period, this long period in the months ahead where you get to go back and you can rework something or you can, you know, get serious about anything that's already on your plate. What do you need to do there? How do you need to structure this? How do you need to work on the commitments or the ending and whatever that finite Saturn energy is with the lover, the kids, the creative project or the fun you want to have. So it's just a good period to really get in there and develop that so you're ready to move forward in the fall with the next chapter. From Sunday the 15th through Tuesday the 17th, Uranus-Pluto square is at its height. And so you've been coming through this massive evolution since 2012, you know, with the two sides of this in your life. And any last changes that still need to happen will happen between Sunday and Tuesday if they need to happen. If they don't, you can just mark this as your ending and turn that corner into starting to establish yourself from the changes that you've already gone through. So for Leo, you know, a big part of this has had to do with the sixth house. So you've had, you know, deep destructive and rebuilding or rebirthing energy around the work you do or around health situations or around paperwork that was involved in something very powerful in your life that was making changes for you. Or it had to do with animals in your life or something with a coworker or a person you hire. So again, if there's anything really profound that needs to change in this area, you know, if there's some big financial thing there or there's something, you know, other plutonic thing there, the divorce papers or the sexual, you know, energy and how that's playing out, then you'll see that happen over the 3 days during that period. The other side of this for Leo has to do with kind of breaking free and reinventing yourself through legal channels and things you sign, through media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, through higher education, through travel or foreign interests, through weddings, or anything religious or political. So again, if there's anything that needs to amplify to give you that last big push, it'll happen between Sunday the 15th and Tuesday the 17th. And then you're done with all this major stuff and you're ready to just kind of start building from there. Venus moving into Taurus on Tuesday the 17th for Leo, you know, this is really going to start like a really nice phase on the career front or with a big goal or with your reputation or in dealings with authorities like the boss, the parent, the judge. So, you know, Venus may bring a female on board who's beneficial to you in one or several of those areas. It definitely will help you express and receive the love through those channels and amp up anything around earning money, you know, on the career front or through these authority type people. It can smooth things out and helps you attract, and you've got it there until April 11th. For Virgo, Mercury is going to move into the opposite side of the sky, and it's your ruler. So, you know, starting tonight on the 12th of March and through the 30th of March, you've got this communication, decision-making energy in your relationship zone. So it's a really good time for you to get in there and have the important talks or meetings, to field offers, to sign agreements, to make sales or decisions involving your romantic partner, your business partner, your agent, attorney, specialist, client, competitor, opponent. So whatever you need to kind of do that's romantic there or mystical and magical or spiritual or healing or deals with institutions like hospitals or prisons or retreats or that has to do with research or your artistic talents, get in there and talk about it and make some decisions with these key people from the 12th through the 30th. Saturn retrograding on the 14th for Virgo is going to start to lighten things up when it comes to your home, your family, your move, your renovation, your real estate deals, a parent or roommate situation. So you've been kind of in this very serious period since December with, you know, commitments and responsibilities and limits and, you know, endings or anything going on there. Now it's going to ease up. And so over these months ahead, you get a chance to kind of go back over anything you need to do in that Sagittarian field. Do you need to get something legal taken care of, or do you need to travel, you know, or do something in the media or educationally there, or is there a wedding that's going to happen there? How do you kind of get in and reconnect with everything and work it out, work out the details over this period? The Uranus-Pluto square amps up between Sunday the 15th and Tuesday the 17th. It's very, very intense for any last changes that still need to happen. It's part of your awakening. It's part of the deconstructing of the old life and rebirth of the new. So Virgos have been going through this really intense deconstructing and rebuilding when it comes to their love life or their lover, when it comes to children that they're involved with, when it comes to their creative projects, and when it comes to the recreational interests. So any last big, major, deep, powerful changes that need to happen there will happen between Sunday and Tuesday, the 15th and 17th. And then the other side, where you've been awakening, freeing yourself up, and reinventing yourself, it's been coming through your sex life or whatever is going on reproductively, facing mortality issues, dealing with births, doing anything involving divorce or anything with those big financial needs, the loan, the debt, the inheritance, the bankruptcy, the insurance, the taxes, your partner's money, your you know, alimony, child support, commissions, whatever that is. So if there is anything big in any of those areas, they will peak. If there's any changes that need to happen, they will peak out between Sunday the 15th and Tuesday the 17th. After that, you've kind of landed where you need to be, whatever this was all about for your life and empowering you. And then in these years ahead, you're going to be kind of building from those changes.
Venus moves into Taurus on the 17th. It's a fellow Earth sign for Virgo, so it's a nice alignment for you guys. And it's moving into, you know, travel plans, so you can travel for love or money. You may have a female travel and visit you, or you may visit a female through travel. This is the legal arena. So again, if your income, if you need to sign some contracts or agreements to make money, or if there's a legal bonding, you know, paper that you're signing it with your lover, it rules weddings. So you might be planning the wedding during this time or getting married. It rules education and media, so if there's anything you want to earn money through those areas, or if there's some kind of love attraction sparking in those areas, it should be a very pleasurable, enjoyable time up through the 11th in these 11th of April in these areas. You know, you may attract women who can help make the money, express the love in any of those areas. For Libra, Mercury moving into Pisces late on March 12th and touring there until the 30th of March is really going to open up talks and offers and agreements and interviews and decisions and offers that are focused on your work, focused on health situations, focused on the pets, focused on paperwork that needs signed, or focused on coworkers or people you hire. So really good time to get in there, meet, talk, write, pitch ideas, sign agreements, make sales, field offers, interview, make those decisions. Saturn retrograding on the 14th for Libra, you know, you guys have had like a lot of kind of amped up responsibilities or dealing with losses or limits or endings or long-term commitments and your leadership abilities, all those Saturn themes, focused in your third house. So you might have been feeling this just with more stuff going on in your local neighborhood or community, with more short trips, with something going on with your vehicles, your electronics, something with your brothers or sisters or neighbors. This could be about something you've been writing, a speaking role. It could be about interviews and auditions, meetings and talks and ideas and offers, agreements and sales. I mean, there's a lot here for Libra. And so Saturn is going to lighten up starting on the 14th, and it gives you a chance to now go back over any of these things and really figure it out and get it right over the months ahead. So look at any serious needs you might still have there in structuring things or ending things or getting more ambitious about things and work through that while you have this easier, you know, period. The Uranus-Pluto square amping up between the 15th and 17th for Libra. You know, this has been overhauling your life since 2012. And so the big destructive and rebirthing phase has been focused for Librans on home, property management, real estate deals, moves, renovations, anything in that kind of, you know, land, property, living situation. Also could have been affecting roommates, parents, family, anything at the core root of your chart. So you've been kind of evolving through massive, deep changes, probably playing out around Pluto themes, around triangles, around power and control, around death and birth, around divorce or financially shared situations or sexual interests. And so if there are still any big changes that need to happen before you kind of land where it was you were meant to get to over this cycle, then they'll happen between the 15th and 17th, or Sunday and Tuesday coming up. The other side of this that's been trying to awaken in you and trying to help you reinvent and originate and free yourself has been on one-on-one relationships in your life. So, you know, this is about some exciting and changes happening around romantic partners, business partners, agents, attorneys, specialists, clients, the competition, the opponents, your advocates, any serious one-on-one. So, you know, trying to wake you up to who it is you need there, to make any changes that needed to be made, to get you to connect with these people over your originality or over, you know, freeing yourself in some way. And so, again, if there's anything that needs to change in those areas with those people, then you're going to see it between Sunday the 15th and Tuesday the 17th. Otherwise, you can mark this as the end of this major intense cycle affecting these two areas. And over the months and years ahead, you're going to really get to now build that new empowerment base from where you find this. And then Venus moving into Taurus on Tuesday the 17th, For Libra, you know, this is in the, you know, as far as love goes, this is the sexual part of the chart for you guys. And it's also the divorce part of the chart. So whether things are going well or not going well, Venus can help you kind of get in there and express the love or smooth out rough edges if you need to. And then this is also, Venus rules your personal income. So moving into the eighth house, it just says that this is an income-making opportunity from the 17th through April 11th when it comes to outside financial resources. So you might be able to get the loan to help you start your business, or you might get, you know, your partner's money helps out, or there's, or you can get the insurance, you know, as you're earning your money, or the taxes paid up, or whatever that outside financial, the commissions, what that might be. So this is a time where Venus can help you attract what you need in that sexual, divorce, financial arena, bring some women on board who are good, help you smooth over rough edges, and you've got several weeks to go. All right, for Scorpio, I need to take a sip here because I'm starting to cough. All right, so for Scorpio, Mercury enters into Pisces. For you guys listening live, this is tonight, March 12th, late tonight, and she's going to tour, he's going to tour through there until March 30th. So over these next couple weeks, Mercury is going to help Scorpio get in there and meet the right people or have the talks, pitch ideas, write, make, you know, sign agreements, make sales, field offers, and make some decisions. And it's all going to be focused on lovers, or what's going on in your love life, or it's going to be focused on children, or it's going to be focused on creative projects, or it's going to be focused on recreation. So you may just want to get in there and meet people about all those things over the next few weeks. And it is a time where you can kind of get things tied up with agreements and decisions and all of that. Follow the Piscean themes, you know, trust your instincts, work behind the scenes, be private about it, develop it. Bring the muse into the situation, schedule the getaways, you know, research, develop. When we look at Saturn retrograding, Saturn is going to retrograde on the 14th. And for Scorpio, you guys have been being tested to get more serious, to draw some lines in the sand, to end some things, to commit long term, to take on more responsibility when it comes to making money and when it comes to your possessions or purchases since December 23rd. And so Saturn retrograding on the 14th is going to kind of turn that, shift that a bit, and you're going to see some easing up on some of the stressors there. And you're going to get these months ahead to go back now with whatever you have proposed or taken forward in those areas and to really fine-tune that stuff, develop it, get it all together, connect with past people or ideas and situations, and put in the responsible efforts and discipline to develop it over these months, or to release or let go of something or to commit to something. So you're ready for that next step up when we get into the fall. The Uranus-Pluto square is going to be felt at its most immense between Sunday the 15th and Tuesday the 17th, and this is the final surge, the final wrap-up. And so since 2012, Scorpio has been going through the one side of this, which is the Pluto side, which meant, you know, we were going to see some destruction and rebirthing happening. And for Scorpio, it would have happened through agreements that were signed, through decisions that were made, big decisions. These would have focused on Pluto themes, your sex life, a divorce, a reproductive need, a death, a birth, or anything involving the major finances that are shared and how they were being shared. And this would have been about talks and meetings that would be happening here, agreements signed, sales made, offers on the table, anything you were writing, anything that involved interviews or auditions, anything that involved possibly your siblings, your neighbors, your vehicles, your electronics, bringing up, you know, the sex, the divorce, the financial prospects. And so if there is anything still left to decide or to come through for you in major changes with those topics, you're going to see it play out over the 15th through the 17th. And if you don't have any more, you know, profound changes to happen there, then you can pat yourself on the back about that side of it and say you've reached where you needed to be now, and you're going to be building on it over these months and years ahead. The other side of the equation was Uranus. And Uranus was asking you to free yourself, to reinvent yourself, to awaken and originate. And it was really focused on your work, and it was focused on your health, and it was focused on paperwork that you would sign once again. And it was focused on people that you would work with and people that you would hire to help out and any involvement you would have with animals or the environment. So those are the areas of the great awakening for Scorpio and the breaking free and the inventiveness. And so if there is any last changes that need to happen with that to get you where you need to be for this next empowerment period, they're going to play out between Sunday the 15th and Tuesday the 17th. Again, if you get past that without any major upheavals or changes, you're where you need to be now, and you've graduated this most intense period, and you can now start to empower from where you are. Venus entering Taurus on the 17th for Scorpio, that's your relationship zone. So it's a really wonderful time as far as, you know, expressing love, being loved, sharing love, making money, and dealing with women, and it's all going to play out through relationships. So, you know, this may be about a romantic partner, a business partner, an agent, an attorney, a specialist, a client, an opponent, smoothing things out with them. But it should be a more enjoyable time. It lasts till April 11th, and it's definitely a time to just, you know, attract what you need a little bit easier and kind of smooth out any rough edges that you need to. For Sagittarius, Mercury moving into Pisces in the evening of the 12th and traveling there through the 30th. This is really going to bring a lot of talks and offers and agreements and sales and decisions, writing, important concentration here on your home, on a real estate deal, a move, a renovation, or something that involves family, a roommate, or a parent. So it's a really good time to get in there and meet with these with people and make decisions and negotiate terms and sign agreements, make sales, and get in there. All right, so Saturn retrograding on the 14th. Sagittarius, you guys have been hosting this Saturn energy for the first time in 29 years. And so since, you know, the last week of December, you've been seeing what it feels like to take on more, to cut away more things that don't work anymore for you, to commit, to become ambitious, to be responsible, to structure things. And so however that weightiness has been playing out for you, it's really a big growing up period. It's a period where you can get more ambitious and serious about who you are and where you want to go over these next 3 years. Saturn retrograding on the 14th is going to start to ease that up a little bit. So you've kind of gotten as far as you needed to in this first short cycle, and now you can kind of turn around and look at anything that's there or anything from the past that you want to go back and deal with. If you need to make any changes, if you need to go back and reconnect or release or fine-tune, this is your time to do it. And it can have a very specific focus if there's anything that you need to look at involving your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, your evolving identity, and any personal needs in the mix. The Uranus-Pluto square is going to amp up between the 15th and 17th. You guys have been going through this since 2012. It's finally going to be over. And over these 3 days, if there's any major changes that still need to happen that were meant to get you where you needed to be, then they'll happen. And if not, you will just move through this and mark your ending, and then you'll be building from this new plateau that you're at. So for Sagittarius, the deep, intense, you know, destruction and rebirthing, re-empowering for you has been playing out over income, it's been playing out over possessions, it's been playing out over purchases, and it's been playing out over how you value yourself. And so, you know, Pluto themes there, the shared financials, the sex, the divorce, the death, the birth, the reproductive situation, the third-party situations, all have been helping you go through any deep changes that would affect your income, your possessions, your purchases, and your values. So if there's any big change that still needs to happen there, you'll see it happen between the 15th and 17th. The other side of this, the reawakening, the excitement, the reinvention, the originating and freeing yourself to be this new part of yourself has been playing out through true love and lovers and the pursuit of love. It's been playing out around children or with creative projects or recreational pursuits. So again, any major changes that would still need to happen would happen between the 15th and 17th. If they don't need to happen, then you're going to move through that and be able to note how far you've come since June of 2012 and where you're going to build from here going forward that is going to empower you from these two areas. Venus moving into Taurus for Sagittarius is going to really start to smooth things out and attract what you need via love or income playing out when it comes to your job or the work you do, when it comes to anything health related, when it comes to paperwork that you want to have signed, coworkers, people you hire, and your pets. Really good time to express the love, enjoy the love there. Really good time to earn money there, and a good time for women to benefit you in any of those areas. And you'll have that until April 11th. For Capricorn, Mercury moving into Pisces Thursday the 12th late at night and staying there until the 30th of March is going to really just open up communications on all levels. It's a fantastic time for Capricorn to get into meetings, to get into talks, to pitch ideas, to field offers, to sign agreements, make sales. It's really revving up in a big way. It's a really good time if you need to connect with a brother, sister, neighbor, or if you need to make a decision about vehicles or other transportation or electronics. It's a good time to make decisions or have meetings and talks involving short trips or local community activity and anything with writing or interviews or auditions. It's just you, anything communicative you might hear about or make choices about up through the 30th, and you're kind of amplified here. So you want to get in there and do your research and set up these chances to move forward. Saturn retrograding, you know, Saturn is Capricorn's ruling energy. So you guys feel this shift on Saturday the 14th a little bit on a physical level. You might feel something there in the structural part of the body, the bones, the teeth, the hair, the skin, the knees, you know, anything like that. But this is really, you've been being tested in the 12th house, a very kind of mysterious, magical, and strange part of the chart since December. So, you know, the retrograde is going to ease this up, but the test for you, the place where you need to master that next level, the place where you need to, you know, set limits, define endings, make long-term commitments, take on more responsibility and lead the way is in artistic realms, spiritual realms, romantic interludes, clandestine romance, romantic getaways kind of thing, through research and development and anything involving healing or hospitals. And so Saturn shifting on Saturday is going to lighten that up a little bit, and you're going to get a break over these months ahead, but it is a time to go back. So there might be something from the past coming back around that you can kind of really get in there and take care of now, and it will be easier to take care of it during this phase. There might be a person from the past you want to reconnect with that can help you in one of those areas. So it's a good time to kind of ease up, reconnect, and refinesce anything in those areas. Then the Uranus-Pluto square really amping up to its height between Sunday the 15th and Tuesday the 18th. You've been in this, you know, since June of 2012, massive overhaul to your life. Capricorn is, you know, the other cardinal sign that's been feeling it so intensely. And so if there are any last changes that need to happen, they'll happen over these 3 days. If there's not any changes that still need to happen, you'll get through these 3 days and be able to then start the phase of building from all the changes that have happened over the last almost 3 years. So, you know, for Capricorn, Pluto's been in your sign. So there's been this huge transformation that the Capricorns have been going through. They might have been going through it on a physical level with their body. They might have been going through it when it comes to their name or their title. They might have been going through it with their image, their brand, and how that's evolving. They might have gone through it around their identity or their personal needs. And so Pluto themes have been really prevalent here as they've, you know, deconstructed and rebirthed through major financial situations that required them to be involved or have their name tied to it or anything involving their sex life or their reproductive needs or a death or a birth or anything involving a divorce or the, you know, anything that was about third parties in the situation. So major evolutionary stuff going on with you guys. Any last things that need to happen, you will see happening or you will make happen over these 3 days. And then the other side of it has been this great awakening and about reinventing yourself, breaking free and originating and introducing fresh air into anything going on in your home, with real estate, with a move, with a renovation, with your family, a parent, or a roommate situation. And so again, any last changes that need to happen as part of this cycle for you and getting you to that final level of empowerment, they would happen during these 3 days. If you've already come through everything that needed to change, then you're pretty much ready to start building on this after Tuesday, and you can just celebrate being at the end of this major cycle. Venus moving into Taurus for Capricorn, again, a very nice earthy alignment for you guys. This starts on Tuesday the 17th, and this is just, you know, really going to bring some enjoyment, some pleasure, some attractions, or smoothing out of anything going on in your love life with a lover, with creative projects, with children, or with anything recreational. Really good time to express the love, to attract the love. Really good time for women in the mix that might better things. Really good time to make money in these creative or recreational arenas. And again, till April 11th, really enjoyable period there. For Aquarius, Mercury moving into Pisces tonight on the 12th and staying there through the 30th of March is really going to open up talks and meetings and offers and agreements and sales and writing and interviews and decisions that play out around making money, your personal income, or that focuses in on your possessions or your purchases. So a really important time to do some of those behind-the-scenes negotiations and meetings and talks and make some choices about what you want when it comes to possessions, purchases, and income. Saturn retrograding on the 14th for Aquarius. You know, you guys have been taking up the new tests, the new limits, the endings, long-term commitments, responsibilities, and ambitions that have been focused on your aspirations, your friendships, your group affiliations, what you do on the internet, what you do with astrology or charities, what you do with your causes, your freedom, your original ideas, any kind of gatherings or social networking. And so you're going to see like a shift around that on Saturday the 14th, and then you're going to kind of have these months ahead where you can slow down, go back over anything, get it taken care of the way you want it, you know, go in there, reconnect with past people or situations, and see what it is you really are serious about there so that you're ready for the next round of responsibility or ambition there starting in the fall. The Uranus-Pluto square is amping up to its height between Sunday the 15th and Tuesday the 17th. For Aquarius, like every other sign, you guys have been going through the major overhaul of your life since 2012. And part of this has been playing out through the Pluto side of it, which has been very karmic for the Aquarians. So you might have had some karmic cycles end through divorce or death or a birth that changed things. You might have seen, or even financially shared situations. You might have seen a reconnection with a past life soul through this period that was going to change your life in some profound way. And this area is also about healing and hospitals, so there might have been some really intense things going on there. It's about clandestine romance and romantic getaways, so you might have had some intense, powerful, you know, sexual, intimate divorce or triangle situations playing out through that. It's about your artistic talents and your artistic projects. So there might have been some deep, intense financial evolution around those. It's about your spiritual practices, magical or psychic interests. So you might have seen some really deep, intense things there. So in any of those areas, romance, artistry, spirituality, healing, hospitals, research and development, Pluto has been really going through this big overhaul in your life. And so if there are any last changes that need to happen, you're going to see that between the 15th and the 17th through Pluto themes, through sexuality, through divorce, through financially shared situations, through death and birth and reproductive needs and triangles. The Uranus energy has been about reinventing who you are and awakening you and helping you free yourself and make changes through decisions you made, through offers and proposals, through agreements and sales, through your writing, through your interviews and your auditions, through anything that might have involved your brothers, sisters, neighbors, vehicles, or electronics as well, even through moves or short trips. So, you know, if there's anything that still needs to happen with any of that, again, you'll see it happen between the 15th and 17th. If you don't need any more changes in these areas, if you've landed where you need to be for this new empowerment that's going to start to happen, then you will not see any more big, intense things going on over these 3 days, and you can just celebrate that. But you are now graduating from this period either way. And then you're going to be moving into a period in life where you're building on everything that's changed and transformed during this time. Venus moving into Taurus on the 17th is going to open up a several weeks up through April 11th, where you can kind of smooth things out, find more pleasure, more enjoyment, more love, and possibly make more money when it comes to things going on in your home, when it comes to real estate, when it comes to a move or renovation, when it comes to family, a parent, or a roommate. So this is a really pleasurable time where you can attract what you need or smooth things over via love or income or even women in the mix during this time. For Pisces, Mercury is moving into your sign on the late evening of the 12th of March and staying there through the 30th. So in this week ahead and all the way to the end of the month, you know, this is really focusing the talks and meetings and decisions and offers and agreements and sales and writing and all of that, all these communicative energies on you and through you. So it is an important time to speak up, to ask for what you need, to pitch ideas, to sign agreements, to get in there and make your sales and talk things up, you know, look at what you need, what's going on with your body, your image, your name, your brand, your title. See how any of the Piscean themes can be woven through all of this, the romance, the artistry, the spirituality, the healing, or the research. So really important time for meetings and talks and decisions. Saturn retrograding on the 14th. You know, Pisces, you guys have been being tested to end some things, to commit to some new things, to look at the long term, to get responsible, to get really ambitious and serious when it comes to your career or the direction of your life or the personal goals you're setting and your reputation. And also to when it comes to established authority types in your life, the boss, the parent, the judge, the mentor. So, you know, you've had this Saturn energy here testing you in these areas since December. Now on Saturday the 14th, Saturn retrograde. So you're going to see some easing up. You might see a little bit of a turnaround with a goal, a career matter, or an authority figure. But then over these months ahead, you're going to get a chance now to go back. You can reconnect with past ideas, situations, issues, people, and kind of rework anything you need to or get in there and kind of structure things so that they're supporting you in the right way to where you find yourself at this point. The Uranus-Pluto square is going to amp up to its height between Sunday the 15th and Tuesday the 17th. So any last changes that need to happen as part of this long, enduring overhaul to your life that started back in June of 2012, if there's still any that need to happen, you're going to see them happen over this three-day period. If you don't need anything else to happen to change, then you found yourself where you need to be. You can just celebrate getting through this intense configuration, and you'll be building from where you find yourself. So for Pisces, Pluto has been going through this really deep, intense deconstruction, death and rebirth, power and triangles, financially shared situations or sexual attractions and divorce energies playing out through a friend or through associates, or through a group that you're involved in, or through the internet, or through whatever your connection is to astrology, or a charity, through a cause, or social networking, or gatherings that have been going on, or tied into Pisces aspirations, their personal freedom, or their original interests, ideas. So, you know, if Pluto is there in one of these areas over those 3 days, it's really going to show up and say, you know, there's a last thing here that needs to happen with this friend group, internet, aspiration, cause, charity, whatever it is, through a Pluto thing, through what's ever going on with those finances, the death, the birth, the reproductive need, the sex life, or the divorce. If you don't need any more changes there and you're where you need to be in this situation, for your personal growth, then you won't see anything else with that. The Uranus side of this for Pisces has been playing out over reinventing yourself, awakening who you are, bringing that originality in and freeing yourself and bringing any changes that need to happen over these years involving your personal income, involving your possessions or your purchases, and how you're valued in situations. So if you still need to break free or reinvent or originate in any of those areas, you'll see that happen between the 15th and 17th. If you're where you need to be, if you've kind of introduced everything you needed and freed yourself in the way you needed to, and with values as well, or being valued, then you won't see any more changes there. So after you get past the 17th, you've graduated this, you're going to start building and empowering from this the situation you find yourself in, and you'll be through the major upheavals. Venus moving into Taurus for Pisces, starting on Tuesday the 17th, will tour there till April 11th, and this is all about smoothing things out with any kind of local activities you get involved in, anything with your neighbors or your siblings or your when you're looking at vehicles or electronics. This is really going to bring the attractive, enjoyable energy around talks and meetings and agreements and writing and sales and offers and decisions. So you can express the love there, or you can have the love expressed to you. You can earn money more easily or enjoyably through your ideas and talks and agreements and sales and decisions. And women may play favorably into any or all of these areas. So it's just a more relaxed and attractive and smoothing out phase for you guys there. So I hope this has been helpful for everybody. We've all come through this together. Lord knows I've seen intense changes that fit exactly with my chart. You know, my father passed a month after it started. My grandfather passed 2 months later, you know, and I'm a Cancer. So I had, you know, this complete overhaul in the 10th house, which one of the things it rules are your parents. CBS closed its spiritual radio station. So I had a new boss at that point and a new career direction with what I started to do with this radio. You know, and there's been, you know, a lot more, my mother and everything I've gone through with her. So I've seen all of this evolution going on through this whole scenario. The other part with my relationships, I've had, you know, the evolution of my private personal relationships and a lot of evolution with my clients and specialists and representatives, and I've just gone through all of it. It's been very, you know, very by the book in my chart. And so I'm sure that all of you guys have gone through the areas that I described for your sign. And if you know your rising sign, you want to read for that one too. And it's just been very intense. And so hopefully we've all come through this in one piece and we're ready now to move into, you know, that position that we were meant to arrive at, where we now can walk forward without any more upheaval. So I wish you guys all the best in the week ahead. I hope it goes smoothly for you. It's Zoe Moon. I will be back next week, same time. Have a great one.